Last week we spoke of Jesus' emptying of himself and his humanity from Philippians 2. And following that passage, let me read a couple of verses. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Part of our growing up in Christ, our sanctification, involves our confession of sin. A growing acuteness, a growing awareness of how bad we still are, how forgiven we are. And one of the things that our time of confessing our sins does for us is it reminds us how short we still fall. It reminds us also how great his grace is. But it also once again explains to us or tells us that we are people in process. We are working out our salvation with fear and trembling, but it is God who is at work within us. And one of the ways is by making us aware of our sin. He brings them to mind that we might confess them, that we might put them away, that we might work on them, that we might be better people, that we might be holier, that we might be more sanctified today than we were yesterday. So this morning, as we confess our sins, I would ask you to do so with such a mind of recognizing that you are working out your salvation with fear and trembling, that it is God who is at work within you. Let's pray. Thank you, O Lord, that you are a God who is at work in us, who is making us better in practice today than we were yesterday. Thank you that we don't have to depend upon ourselves to accomplish this, that it is you who is our sanctifier, just as you are our Redeemer. So this morning we confess our sins to you. Confess how we have been negligent and disobedient. How we have failed to love our brothers and sisters as we ought. How we have failed to love you as we ought. How we have failed to be compassionate toward those who need our compassion. Cleanse us of all sin, Lord Jesus. Conform us to the image of Christ. Lord, we confess our failures, the failures of our church, the failures of our community, the sins of our nation. Thank you that you are a God who forgives our sins. Bless us this day and work out your salvation in us for the sake of Jesus our Lord. Amen.